AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military is degrading Iran's ability to launch missiles.
The last 24 hours have seen Iran fire the lowest number of missiles they've been capable of firing yet.
And at the Pentagon, Hegseth says they are not letting up.
Today will be, yet again, our most intense day of strikes inside Iran. The most fighters, the most bombers, the most strikes. Intelligence more refined and better than ever.
Meantime, in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, in his words, there is no doubt that through the actions taken so far, we are breaking their bones and our hand is still extended. A top Iranian security official appeared to threaten President Trump. Ali Larijani wrote, "Iran doesn't fear your empty threats. Even those bigger than you couldn't eliminate Iran. Be careful not to get eliminated yourself." The stock market and oil prices are holding relatively steady. The AP's John Gambrell reports Iran is still trying to destabilize oil markets.
Today, we saw a drone attack target Ruwais, which is a petrochemical plant city that's in the far western reaches of the United Arab Emirates. And this comes as already we've seen authorities in Bahrain, as well as Qatar, announced force majeure, saying that they're unable to meet the contractual obligations for their production.
Israel's military is warning people it would attack several areas south of Beirut, saying the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group is active there. Sales of previously occupied homes bounced back last month. The FDA is approving a generic drug, glucovorin, for a very rare genetic disorder, but not for autism. Earlier, President Trump and others said the drug showed promising signs for people with autism. This is AP News. Saudi Arabia and Kuwait have intercepted drones fired from Iran.
The Saudi Defense Ministry says it has destroyed drones over the kingdom's oil-rich eastern region, while in Kuwait, the National Guard says it shot down some in the country's northern and southern areas. Iran's latest attacks on neighboring Gulf states come as President Donald Trump late on Monday told Republican lawmakers the war was likely to be a short excursion, but hours later threatened in a post on social media that the U.S. would dramatically increase attacks if Iran tried to close the Strait of Hormuz. In an apparent response to Trump's remarks published in Iranian state media, the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard said Iran will determine when the war ends. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Canada are investigating reports the U.S. consulate in Toronto's downtown was hit by early morning gunfire. No injuries have been reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.